You're listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio and People's Internet Radio, focusing on solutions and thinking different.
Welcome to Circle of White Light Radio with myself, Alan James. It's Sunday, the 5th of April 2020. So much going on at the moment, so much going on. So I'm going to get into things straight away because we've loads to talk about with the guest tonight. The guest is Veronica Jean-Louise from HireRealm Logistics. Veronica was on the show there in July last year and we did have a great chat. And I've asked her to come back on again because she gets great information on her videos and tunes in to what's going on. So we already were kind of talking about things just before we went live there. And we said, you better stop talking and keep it for the show. So that's what we're going to do. So before we get into a few bits and pieces, just give you some information about the communication channels.
The communication channels are email. Contact us at circleofwhitelight.com. By phone 046-927-1212 or sign up to our newsletter via our website at circleofwhitelight.com.
Okay, you know what the website is there, circleofwhitelight.com. And also I'm on Patreon, which is patreon.com/COWLR, and also PayPal. Thanks to everybody for donates. It keeps the wheels in motion. Thanks a lot. Right, okay, let's get into it. The independent.co.uk, they said during the week, the coronavirus UK lockdown could be indefinite until a vaccine is found, warn scientists advising a government. We are essentially waiting for a vaccine, experts say. A vaccine is not 5 months away. We know it's at least 12 to 18 months away. So we will have difficult choices to make. The cure is already out there. They have multiple cures for this virus. But you know yourself, it's all about them pushing a vaccine because they want to vaccinate everybody. And then obviously there's a tie in there with the 5G, because if you have the vaccine and there's nanoparticles in the vaccine and the 5G comes online, well, then they can obviously affect you with that. So it's all a scam as far as I'm concerned and the research that I've come across. The independent.ie, restrictions could be eased when number of new corona cases begin to fall, Taoiseach says. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has said restrictions on the public's movements could be eased once the COVID-19 epidemic in Ireland goes beyond the peak, which he hopes will be in the coming weeks. Mr. Varadkar said there will not be one specific point at which all restrictions will be lifted and life will return to normal, but said it would be a more gradual approach. Well, you know, if you look at countries like Sweden, I don't know whether you've seen Sweden, but Sweden are not doing the lockdown. They're all out and doing what they're doing. And things are fine over there. So how come, you know, the virus is not affecting the Swedish people, but it's affecting everybody else? It wouldn't be because Sweden, the Swedish people are actually accepting the microchip and accepting the cashless society, which is going on over there. So they're being indoctrinated already and they're taking that on board and the other countries aren't. But obviously they're talking about don't use the money because it could carry the virus. But if they send you a tax bill or a property tax bill or something like that through the post, which is still paper, the virus won't be on that, obviously, but it'd be on the money. You see, you have to think logically. I mean, it gets stupid. Independent.co.uk, British households told to prepare for blackouts as coronavirus lockdown goes on. Surprise, surprise. I did mention this on the show there the other week. Vulnerable people told to keep a torch, hat, gloves and blanket handy. British households have been told to prepare for blackouts by keeping torches, warm clothes handy as the coronavirus lockdown continues. Energy firms have suspended all non-essential work as they brace for a potential shortage in engineers caused by staff sickness and self-isolation. The National Grid has sought to reassure the British public it can cope with the surge in demand as people stay indoors and work from home during the outbreak. Okay, so they're having issues because the engineers are either self-isolating or they're not available and they're trying to maintain the power. That's convenient because we did talk about that, about these 10 days of darkness, which we'll talk to Veronica about when we get her in. Okay, for my week, I hope everybody's hearing the show, okay, with the audio. For my week, can you believe that speed vans are apparently an essential service? Yes, with nobody on the roads, the speed vans are out. An essential service to make revenue for the government, more like. Yes, they do have speed vans out on the road, although there's nobody out on the road. And yes, we know there's one or two people that will take advantage of that on speed. But in general, there's nobody out on the road, but the speed vans are out there. You can't knock the revenue. So what is going on with all the hospitals having no one in them? I'm sure you've all seen the videos out there. There's loads of videos being taken right across the board, not just in Ireland, showing that the hospitals are empty. So what's going on? Something else is going on and we are not being told. Maybe they are expecting something and they are using this virus to get ready for it, whatever that is. Now, I've seen signs posted up with hospital disaster drill in progress. I feel they know something is coming and they are getting ready for it. Hence why all the centres are being set up and they are using the virus as an excuse. I'm only speculating, so I don't shoot the messenger. Now, is there a virus? Yeah, I think there is a virus. But then again, there is a flu virus as well. And I've seen a couple of cases now during the week where doctors, if somebody dies of pneumonia or cancer or a heart attack, they're changing it to COVID-19, whether you had it or not. Now, why is that? Why are they doing that? Maybe they're told to keep the numbers up and change it. I don't know, for sinister reasons. But we will talk about to Veronica about that. Okay, Veronica from Higher Realm Logistics. Welcome, beautiful and amazing people. Are we ready to dig deep in order to rise higher? If your answer is yes, or even maybe, then you are in the right place. I am Veronica Jean-Louise, RN Cert, Holistic Health Nurse, Reiki Master, Cert EFT, Spiritual Counselor, Intuitive Energy Healer, Empath. That was a mouthful. It was a mouthful. I devised Higher Realm Logistics as a healing method for the mind, body, soul, ego. Her mission as a certified holistic integrative health nurse and empathic medical intuitive is to assist her clients in achieving a true sense of well-being by facilitating healing of the mind, body, soul and ego with the application of intuitive energy healing methods, empathic counselling, meditation techniques and the implementation of a holistic care plan addressing the root cause of the client's ailments, distress and or disease. Dig deep in order to raise higher. Welcome, Veronica. How are you doing?
Great, but it's Higher Realm Holistics, not logistics.
Did I? You know what? I had that on my mind during the week, and I had logistics. Maybe there is logistics in the holistics. <I don't know. laughs> Oh, it's just going to be one of them nights, I think. Okay. Okay.
I kept cringing. I was like, oh, you keep saying it.
Higher Realm. I see, I'm an IT guy, so logistics is more appropriate than holistics. Right, okay, Higher Realm Holistics. I should know by now. I've been watching a few of your videos. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
Not too bad. So what do you think about this nut farm that we're on at the moment in 2020 and everything going on?
Well, I'm not surprised. I've been saying that 2020 is go time. It's like a springboard. That's what 2020 is all about. And sure enough, it's not disappointing.
Yeah, I can definitely agree with you on that. Now, before we get into the subject matter, give us an idea. Let people know who don't know you of your background and obviously where you get your information from, because that's important before we get into the subject matter.
Well, I do have an extensive medical background of 16 years. I've been a director at a couple of different medical facilities. ER, peds, I did peds for 10 years, emergency room, surgery, and critical care, ICU, all different ICUs, open heart, transplants. And now I have a holistic health practice in Miami Beach, but the majority of stuff I do is via Zoom video conference where I do spiritual counseling guiding, which is something I never thought I'd be doing. you know, that's how spirit works. The thing you said, that's the last thing you want to do. It's going to be hot jokes on you. That's what you're going to end up doing. So that's what I ended up doing. My information comes from that background, but I remote view, not voluntarily. It's just something that's been happening to me since I was a child. I have my direct connection to my oversoul, which are the aspects of Source Creator that form my soul. That is what I constantly promote on my channel and everything I do. It's that constant connection between you and Source, which is that vertical connection. So that's where I get my information, because my oversoul has the penthouse view. I'm down here on the third floor. My oversoul is all the way up there in the penthouse in the heavens and is able to see out, you know, past time.
Okay. So would you call that channeling?
No. Okay. Because that's part of me. I do not call that channeling.
Okay. Okay. Just to define that, because people are familiar with channeling. So you don't call that channeling. Now, I have to say that the information that you get through, does a lot of it is very similar to the information that Thomas gets through as well on THI, which is very good, because when you have two or three, four people coming through with the same information, it just adds credence to it, adds value to it. So here we are in 2020. There's so many subjects we're going to have to talk about. And I suppose what we have to talk about first and foremost, with your medical background, is this virus. So give us your take on what you think is going on and what's happening.
Well, I'll give you my take in combination of with what my oversoul has been showing me. And I started talking about a virus being formed in splice as the last Hail Mary shot for the cabal, the deep state, the dark ones, as I refer them to. I started talking about that in 2019. And I specifically said in one of my remote view videos that they were splicing this particular like flu virus with Ebola and with HIV and with MRSA, MRSA. And I saw them dispersing it, but not when they wanted to. So it was contagious, but it didn't kill a whole bunch of people, but it was more... They turned around and used it more as a scare tactic. And I also said it was being done in an Ivy League school. An Ivy League person had a lot to do with it and was selling it and was making it. And sure enough, you know, Harvard is going down for it, because the Harvard professor was the one involved with China and everything. And this is stuff I was talking about in 2019. Now, what I know about the virus itself, like I said, it does contain all those things that I saw in my remote view back in 2019. It is a Frankenstein bioweapon, okay? And it was meant to be a lot more lethal, but they ended up dispersing it before they got it to be lethal enough. So it's just wreaking havoc, and it's good enough to try to crash the economies around the world so the New World Order could take place, but that's not going to happen. So the virus itself, I have to say, it is contagious. It is different from the flu because it is a Frankenstein virus. Okay. Which India, by the way, back in February, I think India released the fact that they're suing China because they said it is a bioweapon because their scientists work on it. And they're the ones who broke the story and said MRSA and the HIV virus and Ebola is contained in this freaking coronavirus, okay? Mm. Now, straight up, personally, my uncle was diagnosed with it. He's currently in a hospital in New York, and he's not doing well at all. He was diagnosed last week. And day before yesterday, one of my BFFs down here in Miami Beach, who's working at a facility, she was just diagnosed with it also. And she's a nurse. And she was the one managing the floor that they had a lot of these coronavirus patients. But then on the other hand, my older sister works in Atlanta, and she said it is so dead and slow. And she works urgent care connected to an ER at a really big hospital system in Atlanta. And they knocked her hours out 6 hours a week. Not just her, all the staff that's working the urgent care, because they're so dead. They're so empty. So my take is that it's happening in certain places. It's like concentrated pockets, because I myself was offered over $120 an hour to go to the Bronx to go work at a facility because they said they were overrun. But I'm very familiar with that facility because I grew up in New York. And I know for a fact that facility was always a mess.
Yeah.
So with an influx of some patients, it's, you know, all it would take was is a handful of patients to throw it over the edge. And I know about the other hospital, a few of the hospitals that they filmed, actually, that they said they were dead. Brooklyn Hospital, that's where my daughter was born. That hospital is always extremely busy, but now it's like extremely slow because the people who would go to the ER for common cold or bumping a bruise, a lot of the illegal immigrants go there to the ER all the time. I've worked ER for years. A lot of the illegal immigrants go there because that they know that they have to be treated. So they'll go for the slightest of things. So that's why the ERs are always overrun in these urban centers. Mm. So the ERs are empty because everyone's afraid of the coronavirus. So the only patients going there, from what I saw, people I know working there, it's like those are the people showing up with signs and symptoms of flu-like, you know, might be diagnosed as coronavirus. They're treating it as if. And when it comes to Elmer's Hospital in Queens, my sister was born there, and my aunt, she was the director of pediatrics, so I know that hospital well because I grew up down the block from it. And same exact story as what's going on in Brooklyn. The hospital in Brooklyn Hospital is going on Elmhurst, where it looks dead around and everything. It's but the floors are busy. The ICUs are packed because you have these patients showing up with flu-like symptoms. That's my take on it from boots on the ground and having friends and family right in those epicenters.
And how did they get it? Because there's this debate online that because it's a virus, you can't just pick it up. That it has to be, you have to have like the, I don't know, like the flu.
My uncle, you have to be susceptible. My uncle, he's 84 years old. He smoked for like 30 years. I mean, he stopped a long time ago, but the lung damage has already happened. Mm. He also has diabetes and high blood pressure and a kidney issue. And to top it all off, he may have all these comorbidities, but he also travels a lot. And he just got back from traveling abroad when he wasn't feeling well, was having troubles breathing. And then my cousin took him in and sure enough, you know, he was diagnosed. He had a high fever. He was diagnosed with it, admitted, and put on a vent. So you have to be predisposed. Like my friend, she was predisposed, but she also has diabetes. There's one drug in particular that I've noticed with these cases. I'm not going to say it because I don't want to be sued, but there is a pill that a lot of diabetics take that really weakens your immune system and I feel makes you predisposed to it. And she was on that pill. And my uncle's on that pill.
And what about the rumor that if people have had the flu jab, the flu vaccine, yes, they're more susceptible?
It makes more susceptible. Yes, it does. Because your immune system really gets weakened by that disgusting. I never take it. Ever. They come around with me at work and I'm like, go to hell with it. I refuse. Because I was working with a student doctor who took it. 2 days later, she was dead. Okay? Well, she was on a vent, then dead. All right? This is a 20-something-year-old who was healthy and fine before that. I don't believe in that garbage, and it's garbage. And not even Trump believes in it. When they asked Trump, do you ever take the flu vaccine? He said, no. This was before he became president. He goes, no, I don't believe in it.
Because, you know, at the end of the day, what's going around and what's being said on the internet, obviously, is that, yeah, the you know, there's elderly people who have certain symptoms. And what people have said, I've seen it being posted a few times, is that, say somebody is a terminal cancer patient and they've got 3 weeks to live, right? And there's no fix for them. So it's all kind of, they're in care at the moment because there's nothing they can do for them. So the person dies of the cancer. They find that the person had the COVID-19 virus. And instead of saying cancer died of cancer, they're putting
it's
down
COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how they're drumming up the numbers.
Yeah. But why are they drumming up the numbers? For the fear factor?
Of course. It's all about fear. It's all drum up the fear because what is Bill Gates pushing right now, the one who happens to own the patent COVID? What's he pushing? He's pushing his vaccination, right? He's pushing his vaccine and he's pushing his ID to tag people with like freaking like animals to tag us. to say, oh, you can come out of your house now because we poisoned your body. And also, not only that, it's about eugenics. Even in his last interview, he can't help but sneak in population control. He just did an interview recently on CNN, and they were talking about Sanjay Gupta was talking to him. It was Sanjay or somebody else. Somebody else was talking to him about it. And his vaccine and everything. And he snuck in right there, you know, to make people better and healthy, blah, blah, and the young people won't infect the old people and population control. It's like, how does population control sneak in there? What does that have to do with protecting you from a COVID, really?
Well, as I always say, if it's population control he wants, he should be the first one to do himself in.
I was about to say that, him and his wife, you first.
Lead by example, that's what I always say. So there's a lot of stuff going out there. So for the people who are going around with the hands and gloves and with the masks on and everything else, is that really relevant?
Well, if you have an older, more susceptible person at home, I would be more careful. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. If I was staying with my mom, I would not walk into her. I mean, even though my mom's extremely healthy and travels all over the place, she's still in her 80s.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have any comorbidities. Nothing. She has nothing. She thinks she's on no meds, not even vitamins. I would still wear a mask to protect her.
Yeah.
That's how I think about it.
Okay. So, you know, so there is some kind of logic to, because the way I see it, right, so people are going in and they have the gloves on and the mask on and they're going in shopping and they're picking up the bread and picking up all the stuff and they're doing, and they come home, they have to literally clean everything. Otherwise, it's pointless putting the gloves and mask on.
Well, that's why I laugh at them when I see them with the mask. I can understand the gloves, no. They're not understanding PPE, personal protective equipment. Unless you work in a medical facility, most people don't understand that. Instead of the germs being on your hands, they're on the gloves. You're still touching everything. You're in your car. You might as well just clean your hands. You know, use your sanitizer or some alcohol. Wash your hands, even better. It's better to do that than walk around with gloves on because you're still spraying germs everywhere and you're still picking it up.
Yeah. And the mask is only if you're coughing, is it?
Well, also, you know, if somebody else coughing in your face, you know, you don't want to inhale that.
Well, you don't want that. But then again,
I see people doing it around here. I just came from the supermarket before talking to you. I don't do it. I don't wear it. I don't do it because I know my immune system is extremely strong and I take care of myself. If I had lung issues, if I had any immune issues, like my daughter, she has an autoimmune issue. And I told her to wear a mask when she goes outside.
Yeah. Are you on lockdown at the moment where you are?
No, it's just suggested social distancing and to home sequester. What it's just suggested. It's not. I mean, people are out. I live on the beach. People are out on the boat on their boats. The beach is closed, unfortunately. So is the park. So are all the parks. But people are riding their bikes and rollerblading and on their boats and everything, fishing.
Oh, right. So they're still doing it because over here, as Tash said on the chat room. The police over here are not wearing any gloves or masks. They're walking around, and obviously when they, you know, get up in person, get personal with you, they're not exactly keeping 6 feet away. Some of them are actually getting closer. And you think, hang on a minute, you're telling us one thing, but you're doing the other.
I know. It's a joke. Like, there were a bunch of cops down here, right, in front of my building. I don't know what was going on, but not a single one of them had on masks or gloves.
Yeah, so there's something going on. It's just funny that it's an irony, really, because over in the UK, you have Boris Johnson, who's the Prime Minister of the UK, and his health advisor, and the two of them come down with the virus. But then again, he's going off and he's self-isolating, and obviously he's not being rushed to hospital and using a ventilator, but he's self-isolating. So that must mean that if it is the same strain, how does it go from somebody who's just at home feeling a bit iffy and then 2 weeks later they're back and they're fine from the people who are being rushed in and put on ventilators?
because your immune system's everything.
Yeah. And what do you think of this 5G tie-in about the starvation of oxygen molecules gone to the brain?
I actually made a video about it a few weeks ago because I do feel it's tied in to unleashing the full power of the virus. Let's put it that way. Because the 5G does suck up the oxygen in the air. So therefore, if you already have a lung issue, okay, because this virus, it causes fibrotic tissue in your lungs. So your lungs can't expand. Your lungs are hardening, they're contracting, you know, worse than pneumonia. That's why you end up on a vent. So if you have this 5G sucking up the air and you're already trying to suck up some air, you're having difficulty breathing to begin with, you're going to pass out.
And is it because there's something in the vicinity that's 5G and you're being affected by it?
Yes. And that's what's going on with those ships. Because those ships do have, the Princess, I think it's called, does have 5G.
Oh, yeah. Well, what we're talking about there, for people who haven't heard the news, there's people on the cruise ships coming down with the virus. And, of course, people are saying, how the hell can people on a cruise ship that's out in the middle of the Pacific or the Atlantic, whatever, all of a sudden come down with the virus? But the thing is that they have 5G in all the ships.
Yeah, unfortunately.
You know?
Yeah.
So there's obviously a tie-in there. Now, what we've noticed worldwide, and everybody knows this by now, is that these non-essential workers, inverted commas, who are installing 5G while everybody is self-isolating, why are non-essential workers installing 5G? Because does that, obviously the government know and the powers to be know, because they
to
want...
To be honest, well, here's my take on it.
Okay.
That is a deep state move. That is a cabal move.
Yeah.
You have to understand, you have to separate the two. You got the good guys and the bad guys. You have the white hats and the black hats, okay? Mm. And those are like two parts of the government, quote unquote, that are up against each other right now. Mm. The ones installing the 5G and trying to push ahead with stuff like that, that's the dark ones. Those are the black hats, you know? That's what's going on with that. But they're sneaking in the night. You have to understand, they've been in power for an extremely, extremely long time. Okay? Mm. So they have all this military force and might, and they've been controlled. Why do you think they could just go in the air and spray shit? Spray stuff. Because they have had control for such a long time, for hundreds and hundreds of years, if not thousands, actually. Mm.
Okay, and tell us, while we're on 5G, we might as well talk about this as well. One of the videos you did, and I have said this on my show, and people have said, where did you get the information from? And I said, oh, that was on Veronica's video. And I mentioned it briefly before we went live. You did a show with showing the Schumann frequency, and you were showing the 5D frequency coming in at 60 gigahertz. And it just so happens that they're rolling out 5G, which is on 60 gigahertz. And if people know Rife technology, when you have two frequencies, it nullifies each other. So it makes sense to me that the deep state or cabal are trying to roll out 5G on the same frequency to stop anything happening if another frequency is coming in, which is 5D. So give us your take on that.
Well, we've been surpassed that. Like today's Schumann hit 76. We've been surpassing them. There's enough of us light workers here. There's enough of us vibrating high that we can maintain that higher frequency.
And do you think that with this self-isolation, it's actually shooting them in the foot, because more and more people are going online, doing the research, and they're going, hang on a minute, and they're looking at all the videos, and now there's this big mass red pilling that's going on.
Oh yeah, I'm laughing my butt off, because it is. I mean, like, wow, these people are really stupid. I mean, everything they're trying is being twisted, and it's literally the season of the boomerang. It is a boomerang right back at them, and it's smacking them right upside the head. Everything they're trying is boomeranging back at them. Yeah, okay. It's like, yeah, we're going to we'll push the fear so everybody could be scared to come out of the house so we could, you know, put in martial law and roll out Agenda 2030 and control everyone. Yeah, guess what? Now that the kids are out of school, they're with their parents, the parents have to teach them. The parents are looking at the curriculum. They're saying, oh, hell no. All of these state tests, especially in the U.S., I don't know how it is where you are, but in the U.S., they have all these standardized, ridiculous tests where that is all you do. They suspended all of those tests now, all of them. And I know they are not coming back. My BFF, she's been a teacher for like a long time, for like 15 years. They suspended all those tests. None of those tests are coming back. Now the parents are really getting involved. Families are really hanging out together since the majority of the families aren't even going to work. I see so many families out now playing with their kids. It's so crazy. It's like, wow. It's like when I was growing up, you know?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's just amazing. So it is totally backfiring. They're trying to break up the family. Now they're bringing the family together.
Yeah, exactly. And the gas thing is, and I noticed that as well, you know, they're, you know, because their ideas are not working. Everything they do doesn't work. Even though it might look like it's working, the ideas are not going to work because it's shooting them in the foot. As you say, families are together. And also, the one thing that's happening also is that a lot of people who haven't dealt with the shadow side, there's a lot of families kind of arguing and falling out with each other and stuff like that. And that's going to happen in close proximity with, you know, with adults and kids and everything else, because we all need our space. And when we're in kind of, when it's claustrophobic, it can actually get that. And that's happening as well. But look, that's part and parcel of, you know, the whole isolation thing. People are just going to have to deal with that themselves.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It'll also let you learn people's habits more. You know, you've been avoiding, you know, people don't even get to know each other. You've been avoiding each other. Now you're going to really see each other for who you really are, because you're right there.
Yeah, and that's the whole idea about what's happening now, is that the masks are falling and people's true selves are coming forward. And
yeah, they're actually accelerating the awakening and ascension. It's so beautiful. It's working out. Mwah! You know, it's just, it's so poetic the way it's working out.
I know. And of course, there's other people actually beginning, because you can't keep people down all the time. I think there's a lot of people getting fed up now and going, okay, hang on a minute. This is getting silly now. We should be able to go out and do other things as well. You know, okay, there's a virus out there and people who are vulnerable have to be, you know, be careful. But the UK government downgraded this virus on their own website on March 19th. And they downgraded it to like the vomiting bug or the flu. But even though they downgraded it on March 19th, they still brought in the lockdown. And there's another expert talking about the figures. He said the virus has already peaked in a lot of the countries in Europe. It's already peaked. It's on its way down now. And yet we're still in a lockdown. So,
well, what you need to understand about the lockdown also, again, the good guys are using it for their advantage. It was like they were waiting for this moment in time to charge in. Because with this lockdown, and your prime minister is very much involved, that's why he came down with a touch of the corona and he's sequestering himself and Trump is sequestering himself. That's for protection, because the deep state cabal wants them out. Anyone who is not of them, they want gone. Anyone who's going to get in the way of their Agenda 2030, they want dead. Okay? So these guys have to sequester themselves. All right? So with everyone being out of school, there are no huge targets. You know, they love to target our children, kill them. They don't care. There's no schools to shoot up. Over here in the United States, twice they tried to shoot up a supermarket, but both times there were other people there. One was a sheriff, I think the other one was off-duty cop, who were able to take down the perpetrators before they even got to do anything.
Brilliant. Well, I have to say, I'm based in Ireland, so we have Leo Varadkar as our Prime Minister, or Taoiseach. Boris is in the UK, but our Prime Minister and Taoiseach, who we didn't vote for, by the way, he was just he just took over the role. Nobody voted for him. Nobody wants him in there. And he's just another waste of space. It wouldn't surprise me because he's part of Europe, and the Europe are telling our politicians what to do, and they're just doing it and they're rolling out the 5G. So in Ireland, it's the same thing. But here's the thing. I totally agree with you. I feel they took advantage. When they seen what the cabal were doing, they said we could use this to our advantage. And because if people are, I said on the show last week, if people are self-isolating, there's two things from that. One, they're not going into sports stadiums and shopping centres where the suicide bomber, inverted commas, can walk in and blow up people.
Balls. Yeah.
And plus the fact, if there's any riots on the streets, if Soros starts rolling out his Antifa crowd and causing riots, well, the safest place to be is in your house. So they're taking advantage of this. Now, you've talked about it, and I've talked about it, this 10 days of darkness or 3 days of darkness. Give us your take on what you think that is.
Well, I mean, I kept jumping the gun because I want this to happen so bad. To be honest.
You and me both.
I am so anxious for this 3 or 10 days of darkness to happen. My opinion is that the internet and cable, whatever, is going to go down for a good 3 days. And I feel has a lot to do with Trump and other leaders. Well, Trump is the one heading up the White Hat, you know, here for us. So if when he comes out to make his announcement on what is being found, because now, you know, Trump did announce that they got a bounty on the head of the Argentinian president. They're going after him because he's part of that drug cartel. So they're going after him. And also they just announced a few days ago with all the generals and everything that they're out in force in the Pacific and like the Caribbean Sea. They're out in force now, the military, the Coast Guard and the Navy, they're out in force looking for drug dealers and stuff. And what comes with the drug dealers? Human trafficking. And they're doing a lot in Central America and in the Caribbean and on the West Coast of America and on the West Coast of South America. I feel when he comes out to make that announcement of, hey, we rescuing these children or rescuing these people who are human trafficked, this is what's going on, this is why, who's trying to run them, trying to, you know, the heads, the real heads of the trafficking, blah, blah. I feel that's when the mainstream media, the fake news, is going to try to shut everything down to not allow that information to come out. And I honestly feel the 10 days of darkness has to do with information being rolled out on the dark stuff that's been going on. With the child trafficking and the adrenochrome harvesting.
I was going to say, what about pedo wood?
That's part of it. They're the consumers. They're one of the biggest consumers. All that is going to, and it's so funny you said, I just see someone, Ricky Gervais, you know, he sound the alarm for those in Peterwood saying, hey, guess what? We know everything.
Yeah. I liked what he said at the Golden Globes. Other people have a different opinion, but I think what he said and the way he said it, to me, fair play to him. Fair play to what he did, because he did expose what was going on, and you know, taking them off their ivory tower, because that's where some of them feel.
Honestly, I feel he was there to sound the alarm to them, to say, hey, guess what? They know what you're up to. You're busted. That's what I think he was there to do. He's part of it and was told, guess what? Ha, you're busted. I'm busted too, because I used to be part of it. He made it very clear.
Okay. I'd never kind of think of Ricky Gervais in that kind of way, to be honest with you. Now, I know he's in Hollywood and stuff, but I wouldn't put everybody in the same kind of mix, you know? I'm sure there's people in there that have been, you know, involved in Hollywood, but not involved in that kind of thing. Now, I know there's kind of, you know, there's a hierarchical system, and you know, you have to kind of do what needs to be done, or else you won't get famous and all that. And some people will sell their soul to be there, and I understand that. But I would like to think there are some people that have some level of integrity, because the likes of Ricky Gervais started off in the UK, and it would be a lot less of that over here in Ireland and the UK than over in Hollywood. You there?
Yeah.
So I just think, that's my opinion. I could be wrong. We'll see what happens when all the indictments, because there's loads of indictments. Now, what I kind of have heard about this 10 days of darkness is the fact that if the media actually stop anything from getting out, the media will be shut down, and then they'll use the emergency system to let people know what's going on. And then, just again, it's all speculation, but there's this talk of this documentary or this movie going to be played, which will have all the information of what's going on, who was involved, and it'll run 24/7, so everybody gets to see it. And once people see it, and then that awakening happens, then there are going to be people that will commit suicide, because we have spent years doing this, and we've climatized ourselves, like a lot of people, in learning this stuff. Bit by bit, we've added to the knowledge that we have. But for people who are in the Matrix, who know nothing of this, and all of a sudden they're given all this information, it's just such a shock to them. They said there's going to be suicides.
Yeah. That has to do with the 10 days of darkness, I feel. That's what I'm thinking has to do with the 10 days of darkness. All that information, I feel like it's going to be rolled out over a 10-day period. And people are going to have to digest and deal with it. Cognitive dissonance, as they say, is going to happen. You know, people aren't going to believe what's right in their face.
Yeah. Yeah. And
a lot for people to believe it.
Do we know when this 10 days is going to be? Because the one thing that was said was that Good Friday, the date in the American format is 4/10/20. And 4/10/20 is DJT, which is Donald J. Trump.
Yeah.
And then you have Easter Sunday, which is the rising. And on the Easter Sunday, Boris, and I think over here in Ireland, I think it's probably the 13th, they're talking about maybe lifting the lockdown if everything goes according to plan okay. Now, I don't know, but it's just so funny that he keeps talking about Good Friday, and that date is his initials as well. Coincidence? I don't know.
I don't think it's a coincidence. There's no such thing. And everything that man says has meaning to it. He doesn't just say stuff. Everything has meaning behind it.
Mm. And have you looked at this situation with the Fed, the fact that the Fed is now closed down and merged with the Treasury?
Yes. Home run. Takeover.
Yeah. You see, we've been told that there are two factions. So you were right when you said earlier, two factions, right? But the two factions are labeled as the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds on one side, and you have the Black Sun cult on the other side. And they're the two factions who are fighting each other. Now, the thing is with Trump and Q, I'm kind of still on the fence because I don't know. I just need a bit more convincing regarding the Q, Anon, and Trump. I know Trump has done a lot, but I also know there's a lot more that he could do that he's not doing. And he's getting a lot of help from people, and there's a lot of people offering him help, but he's not taking it. And I don't know why.
Well, I just feel this is 5D chess, man. Mm. You can't take everybody's advice, no matter how good it may sound. On a very small scale, I go through the same thing. People constantly recommending me do this and do that, and they get upset. Like, how could you not do it? It would help so many people. What? In fact, I've had so many people writing me pissed off at me, making nasty comments towards me because I didn't run with my nurse's cape on and run over to New York to help out. I'm like, okay, there's a lot I know that you don't know. Okay. And I was told, yeah, stay cozy at home, snuggled up to your freaking toilet paper stash. I mean, really nasty things like that. But an outsider, somebody would be like, yeah, why doesn't she go? Why don't you go? I mean, you have all these skills. Why not? It's like, okay, you don't know what I know. Mm. And I can't reveal those things to you. So that's why there's a lot of things I know that I see also that I can't quite share, can't quite explain in words, and why I trust what's going on right now totally. I put out as much information as I can, but I trust.
Okay, well, you know what we're going to get into now? And we said, no, we're not going to talk about that now before the show. We said we have to talk about that on the show. What I've been observing, and I don't know whether other people have seen this, but I'm on Facebook and I'm putting information up there. and there's a couple of friends who I've known for a long time, and I was putting the information up there, and they're still buying into the narrative, what's going on, without actually looking into it further. And it's like they're going backwards into the matrix, rather than, now they know that about the government, and they don't trust the government and all that kind of stuff. They're aware of that kind of stuff. They know about fractional reserve banking and all that kind of stuff, and that's great. But for some reason, with the current situation, it's like they're going backwards. And I'm going, I don't get this. Even if you don't like the information, you should, you know, I always say in the show, and people are used to me saying it, the fluid belief system, which is based on the quote from Aristotle, which is, the mark of an educated mind is to entertain a thought without accepting it. So if somebody gives you information that doesn't resonate with you, don't close down and go, oh, don't believe that. What you say is, I'll entertain that. I don't necessarily believe it. I'll entertain it. And when the evidence comes in, then fine. But I will entertain it. And that means you're open-minded and you're challenging your belief system. If you close down, then you're not challenging your belief system, and that's a closed mind. Now, these two people that I was talking to, you know, they just didn't get it. And I just left it. I said, you know what? That time is now gone. I'm not waking anybody up anymore. I'm not taking the time to do it. I'm not wasting my time doing it anymore. We've reached that time where the people that need to be awake are awake, and the people that aren't will never be awake unless something happens. But I just felt that, wow, it's like they're going back in time. Now, is it me going higher up on a conscious level, or is it them going back? I don't know. Well, you wanted to talk about
it. It's both. It is 2020 is the breaking point. It's the springboard. It's the spiraling up, or you spiral down. Even if you're spiraling down right now out of fear, which is what is going on right now, because there are a lot of really big channels, YouTube channels with hundreds of thousands of followers who are truthers and light workers and stuff, enlightened people who are spiraling down right now. They're buying into so much fear that they're not able to see past that fear to see the truth. They're not able to see clearly. They're not able to see the chess game going on. They're not able to see, the moves in the background. They're unable to see those because they fell into the fear. They fell into the fear. I mean, my BFF, I had to smack her a few times verbally to smack her out of the fear. And she was like, oh, and she'd call back, you know, my God, you're right. I sat down and I read this article again, and you're absolutely right. I watched this again. You're right. Oh, thank God. Thank God. Yes, please don't let me slip. You know, it's easy to slip into that fear, and some of them have. That's not to mean they're going to keep spiraling down. There's still time to spiral back up.
When we're talking about time, because that's important, I did mention on the show, I have a few people that I've had on and interviewed, QHHT people and everything else, talking about what's going on. And their understanding and perception of things, based on the information they receive from their higher selves and source, whatever, is saying that we're at the we're in the eye of the storm, and it's going to be another few weeks, if not another few months, and then it's game over. Now, game over, you know, I don't want to go down the woo-woo route, but at the same time, we refer to this, Dolores Cannon referred to it as the 3D, 5D worlds, the splitting of the two worlds, the splitting of people who are not on your frequency. And it's not a case of two worlds, it's just a different frequency, that you're raising your consciousness, you're raising your frequency, and then the 3D people who are in the matrix won't see you because you're on a high frequency. Now, people have said this, Dan, and it's happened to me, where you get bumped into, where people nearly crash into your car because they don't see it and all this kind of stuff. And they're going, what's going on, you know? And this could be part and parcel of this shift. Now, we can choose to see the 3D people, but if we're on a high frequency, the 3D people can't see us. And it's like that that story about Christopher Columbus, where the actual the tribal people who've never seen a ship before, the only people that could see the ship were the shamans, who had a high level of consciousness. They could see the ships. But the people, the normal village people, couldn't see them because they'd never seen a ship before. So it didn't come into their consciousness, into their visual side of things. And maybe that's what's going on. What's your take on it, Veronica?
I'm trying to, you said so much. I'm trying to answer. Could you like break that apart for me?
Well, okay, right. Let's talk about the 5D thing, right? Dolores Cannon said about the frequencies and the splitting of the Earths, yeah. The old Earth, new Earth.
Yes. Okay. Yes. The like I said, that's the spiraling up and spiraling down that I see.
Okay.
And the timeline on that, from the way it was shown to me, and I've been saying this since 2018. It's like between 2020, January 1st, 2020, just started. That's the springboard for the separation to start separating, the spiraling up and spiraling down. And then that will go on until the end of 2021. So 2022, January 1st, 2022, I was shown is when the dust has settled completely. From the separation and all the craziness and the arrest and the trials, I was shown that's when, that dust, literally looked like a dust, storm just stopping and just settling down. That's what it looked like to me. And between 2022 to 2025 is the real, putting together the new structures of this new world, like the education system, the cultural systems, businesses, the financial system, all the, spirituality, because, all the churches will fall because they must. They operate off the old system.
Yeah.
All of the churches. I'm talking, when I say churches, I mean, because that's when my oversoul put it to me back in 2013, all the churches must and will fall. I'm talking about all the religions because they're all a part of the old system and they all were constructed to enslave humanity. So all of that must and will fall.
Okay, so there's a lot of work because, as I say, when I was saying before the show, the likes of Laura Ridgeford and Yvette, I've had on the show, and I'll have Sarah Jane Smith on next week. There's a feeling that with Laura and Yvette, anyway, because they do the QHHT stuff, that in a few weeks to a few months, it's game over and this divide will actually happen. I mean, it's happening now because did you find that does people that you know that you don't see anymore? They're not in your circle. They're not in your frequency. They're just not there.
Well, that's always happened to me. That literally has always happened to me, that when I no longer resonate with somebody, they could live down the block from me, and I'm not even kidding about that. They will completely disappear. I will never see them.
Okay, that's interesting because a lot of people have said that. Well, as you say, that it's happening now, you know. Okay, we're going to have a question from Liam on the chat room there. If anybody has a question for Veronica, just put a Q or the word question on the chat room there so we can see it straight away. And so pop up your questions there. Liam wants to know, well, Liam just said, if the people don't buy the 5G technology, then they're stuffed. Well, I agree. Don't invest in the 5G.
I was offered 5G for my cable. I said no. I know. I'm not going to tell people what to do. That's your decision.
Yeah,
all I'm going to do is give the information.
Yeah, it's up to the people to decide. Now, we know they're rolling out the 5G over here in Ireland. And some of the routers are coming with 5G installed. But you can go up and ring your ISP and ask them to disable that and just tell them that you want the 2.4. But like wireless, I don't have wireless on here. I do have a wireless router on very, very low power at the furthest part away in the house in a room that gets switched on every now and again for my son. And then he switches it off when he's finished with it. That's it. Everything else, phones, no microwave, everything else is hardwired. I just don't have that frequency going. And I'd say the same with the 5G. If you have a router with 5G in it, just get them to switch it off. because if they don't get the business from 5G, because it's all about the internet of everything, that's what they want to do. They want to use the 5G to control smart cars and driverless cars and your fridge and your cooker and everything else. That's the plan, plus the microchipping and everything else. So don't give them the business. It's as simple as that. I don't care if your YouTube video downloads faster because you have 5G. Couldn't give a monkeys. But, you know, if that's what you want, and you want faster download, well, then be prepared to be a slave, because that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, there's a few people on the People's Internet Radio chat room who are not convinced about Trump either. And some of them are saying Trump is reading a script. The Trump name was changed from Drumpf and Trump, great-grandfather, who was a sex slave merchant for the elites. And other people are saying that he's part of the cabal. So, yeah, it's kind of, it's one of, this is why I said they're kind of on the fence, really, with Trump and QAnon, until I'm convinced I see a bit more, because I know they're talking about rescuing the kids. They said he went into tunnels rescuing the kids. But the thing is that the American military is owned by one of the factions, which is the Rothschilds and Rockefellers. And, you know, where is Trump in this? Is he playing the game until he has an opportunity to sort them out? Or is he part of the Black Sun cult? Or is he part of the other faction? This is the thing. There was five factions, but now there's only two. And they're exposing each other. So, and I was saying to people that the thing is with the factions, if you have two mafia gangs and one mafia gang exposes another mafia gang, does the first mafia gang all of a sudden become brilliant people and nice people to deal with? No, they're still a mafia gang. It's just they want to control, and they want to expose the other gang so they get complete control. And this is what's playing. This is what apparently is playing out at the moment.
Well, that's not the way I see it.
Well, tell us the way you see it.
You know, it just seems a lot of people aren't getting the spiritual aspect of what's going on here. It's going on a lot over a lot of folks' heads. We do not battle against, you know, we're battling against the unseen enemy, as Trump keeps saying. He's not talking about a virus when he's saying that. Okay. We are battling against an unseen enemy. There's a lot, the majority of society does not, even those who are, you know, there's a difference between being woke and being awakened, okay? Being awakened is understanding that there's a lot more than what you're seeing with your eyes going on. This is a spiritual battle. This is a battle over the very soul of every being on Earth and Earth itself. This is way beyond cabal. The words being used right now are used because those are the words the majority of society will understand. Plain and simple. If I spoke the way I really wanted to speak, quite frankly, I think even you would be lost. That is, to me, that's what's really going on. This is why Q constantly is saying the prayer, Ephesians 6:10. Okay? There's a reason why that prayer is constantly being thrown out there. That is the prayer, putting on the armor of God, because, and picking up that spiritual sword, that is your protection. Love is your protection. The one true God, who is the God of all of us, is your protection. You know, that's going, again, above a lot of people's heads, because they're thinking third dimensional. This is not a 3D war. This is why it's called 5D, because it's a 5D war. You know, like I said, it goes over a lot of folks' heads. They're not understanding it. The best way to understand it is to read Ephesians 6:10.
Using the word God, I think is very limiting. I would say source.
Well, that's what I mean by God. I always say source, creator.
Yeah, because God has too many connotations regarding religion, where source, it seems to be more spiritual, on a more spiritual level.
Well, that's your interpretation. Mm. You know, you're free, because someone can interpret source is that way. Mm. You know, so whatever. For me, it's interchangeable. It's the same thing. So it is your interpretation. If you can't handle that word, that's on you, not on me.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Now, tell us about you're a big watcher of the Schumann frequency, and the other day you said it went down. Tell us about the Schumann frequency and why that's important.
The Schumann, okay. What we need to understand what the Schumann is literally the heartbeat of Earth. Earth has a heartbeat. Earth is a living, breathing being. That's why it has a heartbeat. The Schumann is 7.83 hertz. Okay, that's the sound that's been going on for thousands and thousands of years. That's been the frequency for Earth, okay? Mm. Now, that frequency has been surpassed so many times. It has never even got, it has not gone back to the 7.83 hertz in a while. In a while. In fact, today it went up to 76. It peaked at 76. And if you look at the Schumann chart itself, you have to actually, it's a bit difficult to interpret if you have not, you know, if you're not, you know, a nerd who constantly stares at this stuff like I do. And understand the changes that have taken place in the Schumann residence itself, because like there are codes going through this, like little dash lines, and there's a code that appeared. It's like at the 25 hertz mark, and there's another code at the 17 hertz mark that's been going on for almost a year now. It's been going on since 2019. And there's a lot of other like irregularities, so to speak, that's been going on in the Schumann charts that's unexplainable right now, that's never been seen before. These peaks have never been hit before. And the 7.83 hertz, yeah, you see that line, but then there are other lines where you see the heartbeat itself. I compare it to an EKG or ECG with the human heartbeat. You know, it's supposed to look a certain way, and if any of those lines, because I actually worked in the heart lab, any of those lines vary in any way, something's wrong. You have a block. You know, there's a misfiring. Something's not working right. Mm. So when you look at the Schumann resonance, I look at it. When I look at it, it's like an EKG strip to me. Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm able to see the variations. Like, okay, there's the regular heartbeat line, the 7.83 hertz. It's there. But then what's this line? And what's that line? Why is it vibrating? Why are all these different type of heartbeats going on at one time? It should not be. The reason why all these different heartbeats are showing up on the Schumann, it's because Earth is breaking that 3D prison it's been in, which is the 7.83 hertz, and it's shifting the vibration. The vibration is going higher and higher and higher for Earth to become that higher 4D, fifth dimensional world now. Mm.
So Gaia is ascending along with everybody else.
It has to. I mean, we're here as light worker, as a light worker, as someone who's here as a forerunner, a light worker. We are here to anchor in those higher vibrating energies. Mm. We're literally here to anchor in those energies. That's why you have ascension symptoms. You get crazy ringing in your ears. You feel, as I call it, vortexy, like you're in a vortex, like you're spinning around. You start seeing sparks. You start, like, for me, it's been years now. Nothing looks solid. Nothing. The ceiling doesn't look solid. And when there's a lot of frequency energy coming in, because it's also coordinated with what's coming in from the sun also. I also watch that. I watch all the solar activity, what's going out there in the universe and our solar system, especially our sun, because our sun's like a portal for this energy coming in from the central galactic sun. These solar flares coming in, the solar winds, they're all affecting the Earth. They're all part of changing the vibration of Earth and changing our own vibration as living, breathing beings on Earth.
Do you remember the video that you took where you seen two or three suns?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Let me see, I'm trying to remember.
You were on you had your camera out or your phone, and you were taking, and you were saying, look, there's the sun, what's that, and then what's that? There was like two or three.
Yes, I was on the beach.
Yeah.
I was on the beach, yeah. I just saw it. I don't know what the heck it was, to be honest. I still don't know. Because one of them, like I pointed out, looked like it had stripes going across it. I still don't know what that was. I really don't. Some people said, oh, one of it had to be a sun simulator. Some people said that it was Nibiru or Planet X. I don't know. I don't know. All I know, it was like, what the heck? It freaked me out.
Yeah.
I still don't know. I still look at that picture once in a while. I'm like,
and that video is still on your YouTube channel, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
And also I have the picture itself because I took a still, and that is on my community page. So if you go to my homepage, all the tabs are up there. You click community. I post a lot on my community page, a lot of information. So if you scroll down, you'll find it. Yeah, I still don't know, to be honest with you. It was just... And it was so interesting because there were other people on the beach. It was early, early morning. People looking up, and they saw it too. And they were just like, they just raised their eyebrows and keep walking. I'm like, okay, what is this, every day for you? You see this every day?
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, I mean, you could probably see the four horses of the apocalypse, and you probably could look up and go, oh, there you go. And then you walk, carry on walking.
Yeah, they walk right past it because they go right back to their phone. You know, that's what drives me nuts. That's what makes me concerned for humanity.
It's like the background people. Okay, we're going to let's talk about, because okay, we have the virus and the coincidence again. Here we go. The virus is COVID-19, and then we have this so-called Atlas comet that's supposed to be coming in, and that's supposed to be Atlas 19. Now,
they call it C-19 now.
So if everybody remembers the story of the Hopi prediction, the prophecy regarding Blue Kachina, and this thing, this amateur photographers are taking a picture of this and they're seeing that it's blue, funny enough. Now, if you look at the trajectory of the actual comet, apparently it comes very close to Earth. It doesn't hit it comes very close, but it has a 3 million mile tail of debris, and then it'll pass Earth and do perihelion around the sun, and off it goes. Now, it just so happens that these apparently the senior military guys are headed off the Cheyenne Mountain. And does Paul Begley, Pastor Paul Begley, which I find he's entertaining, I don't take him seriously, but I find he's entertaining. But his mate who comes on, called Mike from around the world, they're talking about May 12th as an important date, as a serious date. And I'm just putting it out there. I don't know anything, I'm just watching what people are saying on the internet, and I'm just putting it out there. They're saying that when these comets do come around, for whatever reason, maybe it's microbes or something, but this always happens. There always seems to be a lot of death and issues with health when these comets come around, if you look back in history. So we have this Atlas comet coming in. What's your take on that? And why do you think they're doing... Why are you heading off to the Cheyenne Mountain? Because this lockdown, I mean... Trump did say 2 weeks of we're going to have a lot of deaths. I mean, I don't think he's referring to the virus. I think
referring to the virus. Not at all. He is not referring to the virus. You'd have to be pretty daft to think he was actually referring to the virus. It's so obvious. He's talking about something else. For real, for real. He is not referring to the virus. Well, when it comes to C-19, the comet, you know, they conveniently changed its name from Atlas to C-19. Okay.
Yeah.
Of course, to try to, again, put in more fear, add in that whole doomsday, because there are some people, you know, who call themselves woke, who are going bananas and trying to fit that into a doomsday model and everything like that. When actually the comet is falling apart pretty quickly, the closer it's getting to our sun, it's going to go it looks like it's almost going to practically hit the sun. Yep. And with the dust cloud around it, it is like around the size of Jupiter. It's rather large. Even the comet itself is very, very large. But still, at the rate it's coming, it is being broken apart and eaten apart by the sun. Could it be the Blue Kachina? I don't know. I read on the Blue Kachina, and there's a doomsday prophecy that comes with that, and we're not on that timeline. We're off that doomsday timeline. We came off that timeline.
Yeah.
So, I actually made a video yesterday, the day before, about that, covering that. And when Trump is saying, if you listen to his speech that he did a few days ago, when he said that It's all going to be over and it'll be like a burst of light. I feel that's what he's referring to. I feel it's going to show like a burst of light. It's almost going to be a sign.
Well, are you referring to the solar flare then that we keep hearing about, the solar flash?
I don't. Oh my God, I want to scream every time I hear that. I am so sick and tired of hearing that nonsense.
Okay.
It's going to be a solar flash and we're all going to, I don't know, sprout wings and fly and get unicorn horns. I don't know what the freak people are talking about.
Well, look, we're a radio show. We have to talk about it. The people are interested. You want to know about it, so.
Oh, dear God. Okay. I can't even at this point. But the whole solar flash thing, again, it's like the Armageddon prophecy. It's the same thing. People are waiting for this big thing to happen when everything has, like, even the pole shift. I did a whole big thing because as a light worker, I know there are many people out there who are just more into the truth or end listening. They don't understand this part. Like I said, a lot of the stuff I'm saying is going to go over their heads. They're not understanding this is a spiritual battle. This is a battle over our souls and the souls of freaking humanity and the earth itself and every living, breathing thing upon this earth. That is what this is really and truly about. Mm. The financial system, all these other governments, that's just the cover for it. That is just the expression of it that the majority of humanity understand. There's everything underlying that, for goodness sakes. It is all spiritual. It is spiritual. Whatever happens in the heavens, in the spiritual, in the ethereal, manifests on earth. So the work must be done in the spiritual, in the ethereal, for it to manifest on earth. It's like saying, you know, you want to be a doctor or you want to be a nurse. Well, you can't just wake up one day and say, hey, I'm a doctor. Hey, I'm a nurse. Hey, come here. Let me give you a shot. You can't do that. You have to go to school for 6 to 10 years. Mm. First, you first have to learn everything. That is the back work. Okay. Mm. And what's going on is all the background work, what light workers such as myself, all the meditations, all the prayers, all the grounding in the energy, changing the Schumann frequency. Now it's manifesting on earth where I could point out, which is what I started to do in December, I could say, hey, look at the Schumann resonance. Here's the Schumann start. Here's the strip of the earth. Here's the EKG strip of the earth's heart. What is that? You can't deny it. You could say, I don't know, and I'll try to explain it to you. You could sit there and be like, hey, wait a minute, that's different, and not understand. But now that's what they're doing. All these scientific people, they're like, wait a minute, that it shouldn't be that way. It should. Why is it looking that way? You know, so now the actual physical manifestation of all the work that light workers have been doing in the ethereal, in the heaven, is now literally physically manifesting. So the normies, as I call them, the muggles, the non-magical people, if you Harry Potter, all the muggles could see it in their face and understand. And it's going to manifest more and more and more. And how it's manifesting is the uncovering of all the darkness.
Okay, so do you believe the veil is coming down now? Because we were told the veil is coming down, both from the top and bottom.
It's been down.
Yeah.
It's been down. It came down already. 2020, it's been dismantled. What's going right now is people waking up to the truth.
Yeah.
It's been down.
It's, you know, I know people are kind of being red-pilled because of this isolation thing. But, you know, again, it goes back to we've spent an awful long time learning what we know, as has a lot of people tuning into the show. And we've taken it on board over that time and, you know, digested it and then moved on and got more information. Some of these people are going to be red-pilled, are just going to be off the wall. Because it's going to be like, it, you know, there's so much to take in that time. It's going to do their head in, some of them.
Well, you know what? It's not only just the really asleep normie people. It's a lot of the truthers, and it's a lot of light workers also who are understanding the depth of what's really been going on. Okay? It's a lot of that. I've been privy to help. I've helped children who've actually been through satanic ritual abuse. I was a counselor at a lockdown adolescent psych facility. I've seen some of the sickest, most messed up things that you could possibly ever see. And I had nightmares for months until I got used to it. And and I'm coming from, and I'm a person who's actually been through a significant amount of abuse that would have killed many. So for me to even say that from the stuff that I've seen, I can't, it's going to be a bit, you know, even for people who think they're strong, who think they know what's going on, when you really find out what's really been going on, and this stuff is, it's not a kid here or there. It's so prevalent.
I know.
Where I was thinking, we had doctors and scientists and people pulling up their Jaguars, and we have to sit there. And what the sick part is no matter how bad they abuse this kid, you have to freaking try to bring the family together. It's like, what? They were freaking pimping their kid out.
I know.
I can't even say.
I know when the New York police, they had access to that video of Hillary and Huma doing the satanic ritual on that little girl. And some of them ended up walking out crying. They couldn't take it. They were really upset over it, you know. And this is how sick these people are. I mean, they don't have any empathy. And, you know, according to what the information is, you're talking of thousands of kids being used for their pleasure.
Hundreds of thousands.
Mm.
There are facilities where they breed these kids. Mm. John of God was a breeder. Some of these kids don't know what freedom is. If you guys don't know who John of God is, he was some spiritual quote unquote healer that Oprah was toting around for freaking years, for a good 10 years. He had a farm, a chicken farm, as I call it. He had a farm where he kept these girls in cages. His own daughter is the one who went and gave them away. His own daughter was saying he was having his thugs rape her. He had hundreds of girls, and when they were done breeding, by the time they were in their 20s, they were useless. He'd just throw them in a ditch, bury them.
Yeah.
He was selling these babies for 40 pounds, I was told. A baby?
Yeah. It's sick what was going on. And hopefully, if that comes out on the media, And they show the evidence, or some of the evidence. They couldn't show just some of it. That's way, way beyond. You wouldn't want to watch. But they show some of the lighter side of it and what's going on and the history behind it. I still think cognitive dissonance is going to be coming with some people. They're going to go, oh, I don't believe that. They really will. They'll say that because they just won't get it.
Horrific. Yeah. It's too horrific. That's why. It's like they're going to want to shut it off because it's so horrible. And a lot of people are going to be like, oh, why should we even know? I don't want to know. That is why I say a lot of these people who call themselves spiritual, which they are, you know, they're going to have, I think, even a harder time than a muggle would, than someone who's completely asleep, who had, you know, a hard life. And they're like, yeah, I could believe that shit could happen. Instead of somebody who's like, you know, all lollipop rainbows and unicorns. It's like,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, look. You're spot on with that. They're the spiritual people who are, oh, don't show me anything negative because I'm love and light and I don't do any negative stuff. They're gonna be in for some culture shock, I tell you, when that information comes out.
Yeah, it's gonna be like, talk about cognitive dissonance. Yeah.
yeah, big time. And it is harder to wake them up, and they're supposed to be open minded because they're spiritual, than a muggle, as you would say, because, you know, you could actually reason with a muggle, but because these people have had a little bit of opening and they realize that, oh, negative energy is not good, so I won't go near the negative energy, I'll just do all love and light and positive energy, which is wrong. They're out of balance by doing that because he should be able to deal with both, 45-55. You know, and that's how you're balanced, because, you know, the whole thing about the two wolves inside you and which one, you know, is going to be in control, and the one that you feed. Well, that's it. I mean, we balance ourselves with good and bad, you know, and that's really what it's all about. Of course, the whole service to others, it's very important, and that's where we should be. That's a high energy stuff, service to others, all the service to self people. I do, you know, this thing about, you know, Dolores Cannon talks about the change and the frequency and stuff like that. It's not being, I don't want it to come across in any way arrogant or war special. But that has to be the void for the people who have done all the work. You know, like if you say, if you want to be a doctor 6 to 10 years, whatever it is, you know, you can't just turn around and go, I want to be a doctor today. we have put the work in. A lot of people have put the work in and being isolated from their friends and family and called nutcases and conspiracy theorists and gone down all that road and fallen out with friends and family and everything else because of our belief and what we believe. So it only makes sense that if something does happen on a frequency level, that we would probably be a little bit further down the road, that's all, than the others. Because we've done all this work and the shadow side as well.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
it is what it is.
Yeah, exactly, it is what it is. So the whole idea of, the whole kind of Christian thing that people go on about the rapture. You know, I mean, why would you want the rapture? Do they all think they're special people? They're going to be lifted up, you know, off the planet with the rapture happens. I don't know why people are...
Oh, the real rapture. Well, you have to understand the Bible is manipulated. The real rapture has to do with the great unveiling, the great uncovering of the darkness that's been going on and that's been going on in our faces. The rapture has to do with those of us who, those who can handle being awake, truly awakened, not woke, but those of us who can truly handle being awakened to the fact that these dark, malevolent beings have been in control of this planet, has been using us as an energy source, devouring children, doing horrific things. Those of us who can handle that, we're the ones who could move forward to say never again. And make the new world. That has to do with the rapture. Those who can't, they're not going to be able to deal with it, you know?
Yeah, well, this is it. Expect a lot of suicides. We have a question here from Boko Man on People's Internet Radio. How do you get to be a light worker? Well, you have to do a lot of work. Go ahead. I'll let you answer that one.
You get to be a light worker? You just are. You're just... to understand what light workers are, we're those souls that were made and preserved for a time such as this. We're here at this specific time, the time of ascension of planet Earth, to raise the vibration of Earth itself. So to break that 3D spell, as I call it, to raise Earth up to higher 4D, 5D. And we also have other assignments to do besides just serving as these conduits of the higher energy and channeling these energies. If you're asking, am I a light worker at this point, then you're not, because there's a lot of people who claim to be and want to be, and it's more like a fad. It's like people that walk around and, I don't know, say that they're into yoga and stuff and meditating and wear, you know, whatever, Om signs, and it's a fad. It's a cool thing. It's a fad. Just like the other way, those who claim they're Satanists and things like that, but if they would meet a real Satanist, they would run, scream, and hide and cry for mommy. You know, so it's very much that. There's a lot of fad, want to be part of the cool kids sort of thing going on. And it goes both ways, light and dark way. But a true light worker, we go through hell, okay? Yeah. We're going to transmute the darker, lower vibrational energies. Like I said, I'm surprised myself every day. I'm like, how am I still alive? Because, you know, my abusers tried to take my life several times as a child. And I'm shocked that I'm still here. So it's like, you had to have been able to go through that kind of craziness. Not every light worker goes through that stuff. Some here are to hold the love and light, but they're also very well aware of the darkness. They're here to hold the higher vibration. I'm here to do all of that and be boots on the ground.
Yeah, I remember at Dolores Cannon, when she was interviewed, and they asked her about the now and about the light workers, or the people here, the light warriors, some people say it, are the people who are here to help move on the planet and help impart the ascension. And she said, and this is her saying this, not me, you can go into the interview and watch Dolores say this. She said they put out a request for souls to come down here to help the planet ascend. And she said they picked the best of the best because they knew what kind of spiritual war they were going to be in. And this is why this is a phenomenal time to be in. Yes, it can be a bit scary with everything going on, but don't let the fear get to you. Don't let the fear porn get to you. We're in a massive transition period at the moment. This year is going to be, if not in the next 2 months, you know, I'd say by the end of the year, it's going to be completely different to way to the way it looks now.
Big time,
because of things that are going on. And if what is planned does happen and all these exposures and indictments are done, then, wow, we are going to see a massive global red pilling of a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but again, you're going to get those who are going to fight back. Like, okay, think of like Lady Gaga's fans, all her monsters. I mean, if you go on her Twitter, these people, I'll die for you, bite me. Oh, you know, oh, I want to be bitten by you, Lady Gaga. Take me out, sacrifice my life for you. I mean, these people are that twisted.
Yeah.
People are really that suckered in and drawn in to, that's why culturally it's controlled through Hollywood, through Pedowood, which includes sports, includes, you know, the, they're all false idols, false gods, false idols, sports, you know, acting, actors and actresses, musicians, it's all part of it.
Mm.
You know, they're used as false idols, false gods to control you, manipulate your mind and control your actions and everything.
Okay, I have a question here from Joan on the chat room. Joan wants to know, what does your guest think of circadian rhythms? Are physical, mental and behavioral changes that follow a daily cycle. They respond primarily to light and darkness during this time. Your system becomes charged.
I don't understand the question.
Well, what do you think of circadian rhythms? I mean, obviously, it's got to do with your frequency or what's going on in your body. And she said there are physical, mental, behavior changes the following following a daily cycle. They respond primarily to light and darkness during this time. So obviously, you know, I suppose it's got to do with, I don't know, the rhythms in our body are daily, how our system works. I think I think that's what she was referring to. But we are getting, people are suffering from ascension symptoms. You mentioned there earlier, people are getting all kind of weird kind of symptoms. So they'll have a pain, they'll go to the doctor, and within a couple of days the pain's gone, or the pain might move around the body. Or you're mm-hmm. getting the ringing in the ears, which people perceive as downloads as well. We're told that they're downloads and upgrades, DNA upgrades.
It's not just downloads. There are a lot of different reasons for the ringing in the ears, because you'll hear different tones. Okay, you'll know when you're getting a download. Mm. A lot of the majority of the time when you have the different tones going on in the ears, it has to do with the heartbeat of Earth herself. The tone of Earth is changing. Mm. Like with it going up to 76, my eardrums like is literally vibrating. That's exactly what my ear sounds like. And it'll go back, but it doesn't affect my hearing. That's how you know it's not a physical issue. It doesn't even affect my hearing.
Yeah.
And it goes back and forth from ear to ear, and the tones will go up and down, That has to do with the earth itself.
Yeah, because I get that now. And it's not tinnitus. You know, tinnitus you have constant, and that's it. I could be sitting down on the computer, not doing anything in particular, probably reading something, and all of a sudden, bang, the ringing starts. It stays for a few seconds, you know, and then it goes. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And not even the normies, the muggles, the asleep ones, they're noticing it too. They're noticing the ring in their ears.
But they probably think it's tinnitus.
Well, they're realizing because it's coming and going and the tone is changing.
Mm. Mm.
So they're like, well, wait a minute, what's going on? Why do I get, I keep getting so many questions, you know, friends and family. What's going on? My ear keeps ringing, but it's weird. And it vibrates sometimes. My eardrum's vibrating. I'm like, it's the tone of the earth. And I show them the Schumann. I said, see? Because now we have the physical evidence to show them. Because for them, seeing is believing.
Yeah, totally.
So they need to see the physical. So now the Schumann is showing it up. You could say, see, 7.83 hertz. That's the regular. Look where it is. It is 60. It is 40. It is 20. Oh, wow. Oh, so that's what's causing it. I'm like, yes, because we're connected. You know, we're energetic beings. We're electric beings. So is the earth. We're connected. Oh, okay. I get it. And that's what I pop it up on my phone. I have it on my, like, look, this is why. Or I send it via text all the time.
So with these changes taking place, I posted up a YouTube video of a lady that was, it was a German lady, but there were subtitles on it, and she was tuning in to Source, and she was talking about this zero point, which she said is very near now. This zero point is very near. And she explained...
In my opinion, we've been there.
Okay, well, I'll explain to you what she said, and then I'll get your opinion on it. She said that she's tuning into Source, right? She's a very highly sensitive. And she said that recently, in the last, a few months ago, she said that she seen her leg and her arm literally disappear, right, for a period of time. And she said that that's when she knew that she was going through the zero point. Now, somebody had told me that. Before I knew any of this, somebody told me that I know, that they experienced the same thing. They seen their leg basically disappear. And this was going back probably a year ago.
And, yeah, that happened about 5 years ago.
Yeah. And so what this woman was saying was that's a sign that we're nearing zero point. Now, the regular listeners to this show will know that we've talked about the East Gate and West Gate. The East Gate is the 5D gate and the West Gate is the 3D gate. And the choice will have to be made every 26,000 years. It's like an egg timer. And in the middle of the egg timer is 13,000 years. And what happens, and what's been happening in the past, is that every time humanity was ready to go through the East Gate, which is the highest frequency, the Cabal would switch it. And then we would think we're going through the East, and we go through the West, and we go through the cycle again. And we've done this about 5 or 6 times. Now what's happened, that's not going to happen now. They've been stopped from doing it. So we get to that zero point, and this is why I think, and it's only my guess, that the zero point is that middle part of the egg timer, and that's when the divide will happen, the East Gate and West Gate. Now that's just my speculation on that, based on all the information that I've been listening to. But yeah, tell us about your zero point.
Zero point already happened. Just happened. Actually, it already happened. If you go and look up a lot of light workers, including Eisenhower, she did a meditation yesterday too, and so did David Wilcock. There was a mass meditation of light workers yesterday on 4/4. My team, my set of light workers, and myself, we did the ground laying, the churning, I call it. We did all the ground laying already, which started with the equinox. It's a gate that opened up. It opened up with the equinox, and it concluded the other end, the bookend gates, as I call it. It concluded yesterday when Pluto and Jupiter went conjunct in Capricorn. This is, like I said, it's not just about Earth. It's not just about our sun. It's not just about our solar system. It's galactically. And the energy is going on in the constellation, especially Capricorn. Capricorn seems to be it, the big one, with the grand stellium. So it was a grand stellium that happened, that was part of the solstice gateway. And now this is the equinox gateway. And this, we reached zero point yesterday, actually. So this is what I'm saying when people are sitting there, oh, with the grand flash and the polar shift. And the zero point, and then, oh, you're just going to disappear, or we're going to start flying. We're going to read each other's minds all of a sudden. No, it's a gradual thing. If all of a sudden that type of stuff started happening to you, you would explode. Mm-hmm. You know, your physical form, we're taking this ascension. We're taking our physical forms with us. You would leave the body, and those who can't handle this transition, your soul will leave the body. You will pass. Your soul will leave the body. When it comes to the whole adjusting to it and developing all these different skills and stuff, like telepathy and all that, it all depends on where you are on the ascension route and the age of your soul. Like, I have been able to do the whole mind reading thing since I could remember, since I was little. Has it gotten really, like, intense to the point where I sequester myself sometimes? Like, I'm a dancer, and sometimes I can't go to dance class because certain people I don't like and don't like me, and I'll hear them. Even if they're across the room, I'm like, I make sure I'm not even there, because sometimes it gets to me where I go up and I'm like, and I repeat what they're saying, and they freak out. They're like, oh my God, like, how did she know? Like, I would do stuff like that. And for me not to do that, it's better for me not to be around. So I've had those things going on. I've seen my arms and legs disappear. I've seen myself fall through a floor where I actually bashed my head, and actually everyone's like, my God, you had stitches? Yes, I end up with stitches on my head, on my eyebrow, because the AA gateway in 2018, I literally felt like I fell through the ground, and I bashed my face on my friend's dresser and her son for 3 days. Everything was not there. I couldn't feel my hands. I couldn't feel my feet. I couldn't feel the furniture. I couldn't even feel the bed I was laying in. Everything was not there. In and out, mostly out, where I had to be escorted to the bathroom by her son.
Wow.
That's how intense it was. Yeah. But I was grounding in that energy. I was opening up that portal. I was a main conduit for that energy to come through. So therefore, it was that intense for me. So that's why I'm saying we're all at different levels. It has to do with your soul age, has to do with being a light worker. It's different for everybody.
Do you believe that depending on where you are in this kind of growth will depend on the timeline or frequency that you'll end up on?
No, not necessarily frequency, not necessarily the timeline. No, it has to do with, you know, your role in that timeline. You know, what you'll be doing, you know, we're not, this is what people get very testy and like, oh, you're being obnoxious. It's your ego saying that. No, it's not. It's your ego not being able to accept it. It's like saying, you know, somebody with a doctorate is the same as a kid who just graduated from kindergarten. Okay. Do you have something against the kid who just graduated from kindergarten? You get angry at them for not knowing astrophysics? No, you don't, because they're a kid who just graduated from kindergarten. They're a five-year-old. You know, that's the way I look at it when it comes to soul age. Don't look at the physical form itself. It has to do with the soul age itself. You could have this old, ancient, wise soul who's been through hundreds and thousands of years in a seven-year-old's body. Who's a lot wiser than the 50-year-old with the doctorate degree. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, big time. Well, we put that down to the child mind and the adult mind. You could have an 80-year-old with a child mind and a 21-year-old with an adult mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you'd have the maturity would be there.
Yeah, the soul maturity. So the skills of someone like me is going to be different from the skills of somebody who's, you know, a younger light worker soul. Very different. I'm a forerunner, you know, which is why I do what I do. So it's totally different. It has to do with soul age. So we're all on the same new timeline. We're all on this higher timeline, but my role is different from their role. Role is different from your role.
Are you coming back, or is this it?
No, I'm not coming back.
Okay.
This is it for me. I will never be in physical form again. Because of where my soul descended from to come into physical form on 3D. Once I'm done with this, I get to jump to a level where I no longer ever have to take a dense physical form. Even though Earth is going to be higher 4D, 5D, that's the vibration Earth will be on once all this is done. For me to, because that doesn't mean all of a sudden your soul growth stops, your ascension stops. Your ascension doesn't stop until you are reunited with Source.
Yeah, that's understandable. Do you think that there is going to be a time that we'll go from duality to singularity? So we'll go from the duality of love and hate to just love?
Yeah, I mean, that's where we're headed.
That's where I'm hoping we're headed. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, once you hit 5D, that duality is basically no longer there.
Yeah, exactly. It's singularity. It's just love. I did have a slight experience there about 2 years ago. You could call it astral if you want. But I had a few seconds of feeling that 5D energy, and I didn't want to leave. It was unbelievable. It just, the energy was just knockout. And I didn't want to leave. I was only there for a few seconds. It's like, Alan, we're going to give you a taste of it just to let you know what it's like. And it was phenomenal. And I just said, I don't want to leave. I want to stay here. And they said, no, you know, obviously I had to go back. But it's phenomenal. And if that's what it's like, bring it on. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, but getting there, sometimes you have to go under to go over.
You have to go under to go over. Explain that one.
Well, you have to go under to get to the other side. You know, it's like, think of it this way. Like you're standing on the mainland and you want to get out to the island. You have to go to swim over to the island. Mm. You have to go under the water.
Okay.
Swim under and then get up and to go on the other piece of land, to get on the other side. So that's what I mean. You got to go under to go over. So right now, you know, like I work with five-dimensional energies. Mm. I manifest with five-dimensional energies. That's how I manifest things very quickly. And when this is another thing. People have to understand, when you're starting to work with these higher energies, you got to be very careful. Mm. Because I've manifested stuff where I'm like, oh, my God, no, 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 no. I didn't mean that. Mm. Take it back. Because energy is neutral. It's like electricity is neutral. Fire is a neutral energy source. And water, neutral. These elements, the elemental energies are neutral. These manifestation energies are neutral. This is why the darker ones, they're able to take and manipulate. They understand the rules of the universe, and they're able to use those to their benefit. The higher rules, the lower. So, you know, it's about hermetics. I'm a follower of hermetics, and I have taught hermetics. If anyone's interested, they could read the Kabbalion. The Emerald Tablets of Thoth is another thing. I work very, very closely with that energy. Have for many, many years, started my ascension with that. So it's about understanding the rules of the universe. Mm. There are certain principles. There are seven principles of the universe. And the more you understand that, the more you are open to knowing how to work with the energies of the universe.
Okay, I have a question for you there. I have Peter from Australia, and Peter wants to know, many people are having some most strange, weird dreams at this time. I agree with you, Peter. A lot of people are having weird and strange dreams. What is that all about, he says?
It all depends on what you think dreams are and what's going on. I mean, a lot of time people are saying, yeah, I'm dreaming. It's like, oh, that's not a dream. You're there. You know, I woke up with this bruise all over my body, and then I had this dream that I was running away and rescuing these people. No, that's because you were actually there. That's why you woke up with the bruises and your arm hurts and everything like that, and your leg hurts. You really were doing that stuff. You were operating on another timeline. So a lot of the times that's what it is when people think they're, quote unquote, having a strange dream.
Okay, because a number of people have said that to me, that they're having, you know, weird dreams or strange dreams, and they're wondering what the hell's going on. And
a lot of the time they're experiencing different timelines.
Maybe also that people are, I'm not saying they're doing any astral stuff, but a lot of the time they're off doing work while they're asleep as well.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They're experiencing different timelines. Mm. They're working and experiencing different timelines, yeah.
And helping out, making the change as well. So next week is the Good Friday, and obviously the Sunday, the Easter side, which is what Trump has been talking about. So I would just kind of say to everybody, keep your ear to the ground.
Yeah.
And just watch what's going on. Be obviously, you know, if it resonates with you, fine. If it doesn't, fair enough. Use discernment as well. Very important. And, and obviously if you have more than one or two people, if you have three or four people coming across with the same thing, same information from different sources or from their sources, then, you know, that adds some credibility to the information. But there's no harm. See, people sometimes are afraid of talking about this stuff because they're afraid of being given out to or moaned at and saying, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist or woo-woo person. But that's how you share information.
Well, but here's the whole thing. A big mistake a lot of people say when they're like, yeah, I'm trying to red pill up, and then they get exhausted. And they're like, I don't want to talk to anybody. I'm over it. I'm sick of it. How do you keep it up? I said, because I don't say anything until the person takes the first step towards me.
Yeah.
I don't sit there trying to, you know, pry people's mouth open to stick a red pill in it.
Yeah.
If they're like, hey, this is going on. What do you think? I give my opinion. I see how they respond or react to it. If they react in a certain way, I pull back. If they respond and lean forth and want more information, I feed them more information.
On their level that they're waking up to as well. Because you don't want to go in and start talking about UFOs and stuff when they're just asking about 5G.
Exactly. I'm not going to go in talking about archons and stuff.
No, definitely not. Well, Veronica, we've reached that time. It's been brilliant information. I think we've covered all the subject matter that we wanted to cover. And it's been fantastic. I hope everybody tuning in enjoyed the information. And keep an open mind, folks. Veronica, give us all your contact information, where people can find you. And, you know, I enjoy your videos on what you talk about. So give out your information there and where they can find you so they can have a look at your videos.
Well, just go to on YouTube, Higher Realm Holistics. That's my YouTube channel, Higher Realm Holistics. And my website is higherrealmholistics.com.
Okay. And is there any, do you want any... put out any contact information, or will they just go to your website and be able to get you from there?
Oh, my website. Yeah, my website has a form you can fill, has my email address. That's that. Everything's there. I have swag available. You know, I have my book called "How the Caterpillar Flew: A Journey of Self Discovery." In 2018, it was number one on Amazon. It's part of the book kids book club for Amazon and for Barnes and Noble. If you're in the East Coast in America, it's on some bookshelves in Barnes and Noble, sold worldwide. It's a great children's book. It's an awakening book for children. And also you can book sessions with me, and I have lots of webinars there. I have a whole library of webinars that are extremely inexpensive, $22, $33. I don't charge much for it because I just want to get the information out just to pay for the platform. So there's lots of information to help you with your ascension and help with your awakening. So there's tons and tons of stuff there.
Brilliant stuff. Oh, wait, Veronica, just stay with me there for a minute. We're just going to go off to a musical break and we'll be back after this.
You're listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio and People's Internet Radio.
Okay, there you go. That was Veronica from Higher Realm Holistics. Just we get that right there because, I have it down on the my cheat sheet here, my unscripted script with the wrong wording on it. So there you go. That's where it come from. Brilliant information. Does all them things that we talked about were all the things that I've been talking to a load of people on Facebook and in different groups about. The problem is, as I mentioned on the show, I'm going to start kind of pulling back now, and I'm more going to observe and try not get involved and interact as much. And the reason why is because of what I said on the show with Veronica, that there's people that I've known for years and it seems that they're going back in towards the Matrix rather than opening up. And, you know, we talk about the fluid belief system, which is the Aristotle quote. I said it on the show earlier on. You need to be able to entertain a thought without accepting it. You know, it's really that simple. You know, if somebody gives you something that challenges your belief system and your automatic response is to go, oh, that's a load of rubbish, without even entertaining the fact that they could be right and you could be wrong, then that's an issue that you have to deal with. Because if somebody gives me information that challenges my belief system, I try and stop and think, because it's all about future thinking, right? Critical thinking. And if they give me information, I will say to myself, right, that person obviously done some research, and they've done research on something that I don't know about. So why should I dismiss them out of hand just because I don't believe it? So the best thing to do is just to say, right, I'm going to entertain that. I'm not going to believe it. I want to see the evidence, but I'll entertain it because it probably is plausible, because they've probably gone off and found some information about it or researched it. They've obviously done more than what I've done about it. And this is the problem. We can get very arrogant with our knowledge, and you learn so much And when somebody tells you something and you think, well, I don't believe that, you know, why? This is the thing. We have to pull back from that and stop that natural reaction. And to some people, it is a natural reaction. And you have to think about, well, that person's obviously gone and done some research on it. So they obviously have done a bit more than I have. So if they've done a bit more than I have, well, then let's see what information they can give me. I'll entertain it and let's see what information they can give me. But this, the problem is that the people that I'm referring to didn't even do that. They didn't, they've known me a very long time. And yeah, their initial reactions were reactions. They were reacting. They weren't thinking. There wasn't any critical thinking in there. It was reaction. So, yeah, so, you know, and I've just been speaking to one or two people who've confirmed it to me that in their circle of friends, the same thing is happening, where instead of them being open-minded and entertaining it, they're just shutting it down and they're actually gone, some of them are gone on the attack. And you think, okay, something's going on here, because people that you thought were open-minded are just not using critical thinking. They just seem to be reacting and going back into the matrix or heading that way. So maybe the consciousness levels have risen. I don't know. But there's something strange that's going on. And I can't put my finger on it, but that's what's happening. And somebody else has come back to me and said the same thing. So I really don't know. But just keep that in mind. The hardest person to wake up is a truther. You know, it really is. Because, you know, how do you wake up somebody that already thinks that they're woken up? You know, it's a minefield of information. So we're going to have to pull back and not buy into the fear. There's loads of fear porn out there. You heard us talking about it. Don't buy into the fear. Keep your energy high. Keep your resonance high. Look at things from an observer point of view, which is probably the best way to do it. And then swap information with people who you know will be able to entertain the thought, will be able to have a look at it. And even if they disagree with you, they'll go, yeah, okay, I'll entertain that, but I won't actually go in there. What information or what evidence do you have just to, you know, to back it up so I can just have a look and see if it resonates with me? That's the kind of adult conversation you want. You don't want the adult child conversation where they're chucking the toys out of the pram because you challenge their belief system and they don't like it. This is where the psychology comes in, rather than it doesn't matter what the content is, whether the moon is made of cheese or not. It doesn't matter. How do they deal with it with their own mind? Do they have an open mind, or do they shut down as soon as you challenge their belief system? And this is why we talk about the child mind and the adult mind. And that's the difference. And if you look at your friends and family and ask yourself, does your friends, which members of your friends and family have a child mind and have an adult mind? Which ones shut down when you challenge their belief system, and which ones open up and go, oh, okay, yeah, okay, I can see that being plausible, you know, or show us the evidence? It's the major issue. And this is why we use the fluid belief system, because we felt that the psychology was better to use for waking people up rather than arguing over the content. But I'm not going to waste my time now anymore waking people up. I don't have the time. I'm not interested in it anymore. I'm not going to do it. The reason why I dealt with the issue during the week was because there were two people that I know, and I thought they would take it on board and do that, but it didn't work. So I'm not going to be doing that now. I'm just drawing a line on that and then moving on. We're in the eye of the storm at the moment. There's an awful lot going on. And, you know, whether you like Trump or whether you don't like Trump, there's a lot going on in the background. He's talking about the next 2 weeks and things that are going on. I really don't know. Are we going to have power next week? Is there going to be a show next week? Will we have power next week? In America, the catalyst seems to be the microcosm seems to be America. That's where everything seems to be happening, and it'll probably then come over to Europe. But there's a lot going. I think a lot the fight has to be fought over in America, and then it might go over to Europe. So I'll be keeping an eye on that during the week, and assuming I have power, then obviously next week, you know, I'll have a show on. But plan for the worst, hope for the best. If they do decide to do the power down, even for 3 days, just make sure you have your food and stuff like that in, and you've got your candles and all the stuff you need, because once you're prepared, then there's no fear. Once you know you're prepared, you know, I always say the saying, it's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. Okay, so very important. Right, the guest on the show next week is a lady called Sarah Jane Smith. And Sarah Jane is a QHHT practitioner. And since Sarah sent me an email and wanted to do, she had an interest and said, I'd like to be on your show. We've actually had talking. We've met on Skype and we've talked on Skype. And she's very quick with getting the information down from source. And she said she'd do me a quick reading and then proceeded to send me over 7 pages of a reading. I wasn't even there. So that information came through. So I had a chat with Sarah actually in Siobhan during the week. We had a Skype call. And if the lockdown is finished next week, I'm hoping that Siobhan can join me in the studio as a guest co-host. And we'll actually have a 3-week show, which should be interesting. But either way, we'll have Sarah on anyway if there's no power down. So I don't know who's on PIR next. I don't know who's up. I'm sure it'll be good information. But thanks to everybody in the chat room that joined in. And hello to everybody there, and thanks for being there, and the people in the chat room, People's Internet Radio, and everybody who tuned into the show there. As I say, if it resonates with you, brilliant. If it doesn't resonate with you, that's brilliant as well. You know, it's all about love. It's all about getting that love frequency and keeping your energy up. In this time, we have to do that. Don't be in fear, and take everything with a pinch of salt. But if you have anything interesting, email me. Contact us at circleofwhitelight.com. And nothing too major, but if you have something of interest, send it over there. For myself, stay safe. I hope everybody has a good week. You know, with this, you know, lockdown that's going on, I hope you don't have too many problems. And we'll talk to you next week. Take care, and see you soon. Bye bye.
You have been listening Circle of White Light Radio on circleofwhitelight.com, focusing on solutions and thinking different.